This is Walter Johnson on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm giving you an update on Subtropical Storm Alberto and the latest update from the National Hurricane Center and the Atlantic Operations in Miami, Florida. And it says this, and this was the advisory as of 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday, May 27th, 2018. Again, this is from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. Subtropical Storm Alberto is expected to produce heavy rainfall with a risk of flooding and flash flooding over western Cuba, Florida Keys, and South Florida as of this moment. And the risk for heavy rainfall and flooding will then spread over much of the southeastern United States tonight, which is Sunday night, going into Monday, which of course is Memorial Day. And hazardous storm surge is possible along portions of the eastern Gulf Coast beginning later today, including areas well east of the track of Alberto Center, which includes southwest Georgia. Residents in the storm surge watch area are encouraged to follow any guidance given by their local government officials. So basically that means if you're asked to evacuate, then you do that as soon as possible. And tropical storm conditions are likely within the tropical storm warning area along the Florida West Coast today, and within the warning area along the northern Gulf Coast by tonight, which is Sunday night, Sunday, May 27th. And last but not least, dangerous surf and current conditions will continue to affect portions of the eastern and northern Gulf Coast through Monday, May 28th. Which is Memorial Day. And so in the forecast for this week calls for at least a 50% chance or higher of showers and thunderstorms, and some of those may be severe, very severe. And in the meantime, I encourage you to continue to follow the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And on Twitter at SWGA Network. And in fact, that's probably the best place to keep up with anything new regarding Subtropical Storm Alberto is on the Twitter feed, the Southwest Georgia Network Twitter feed at SWGA Network. And that'll do it for right now. This is Walter Johnson for the Southwest Georgia Network. Thank you for listening and watching.